This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lauren Manning, who was severely burned on 9/11/2001 as she arrived late for work that day, as it turned out, to World Trade Center 1. She was engulfed in flames and spent the next 6 months in surgeries and skin grafting and all sorts of other things and rehabilitating from those horrific injuries perpetrated by enemies of this country. In the first part of our conversation, Lauren explained what it was like to be in the midst of such a moment, as well as the very chaotic and uncertain moments after that, as she was eventually transported to the hospital and then burn centers to begin her recovery. We now pick up the conversation as her rehabilitation resumed. Back to your recovery now, and of course, the excruciating debriding and the skin grafting, and that even continued, I believe, well after they took you out of sedation. In terms of just getting back to normal, it's really interesting how you write in the book. It's so vivid about just walking from the bed to the chair. You hadn't been able to be on your feet. Your muscles had atrophied a little bit. And so little things like sitting up, being able to hold a utensil meant so much. Talk about what it felt like to finally be able to do some things that made you feel normal again.
Well, it was such a slow-going process, and to have literally been on my work to one day and suddenly to be confronted with such a dire situation and to not even realize the extent of it as the personnel, the doctors began to let it unfold a little more naturally after the course of a week or two when I finally came out of the coma, I thought that they were almost being silly when they said, "We'd love for you to try to get up. We'll assist you and walk to the chair," which was literally a few feet away. And I thought, well, that won't be any problem. Of course, I can walk to a chair. And they assisted me to rise, two therapists, and I had nothing. The absolute burning sensation of the taunt and new skin that was barely in place, barely healing, coupled with what is really a rapid onset of atrophy for anyone that's put in any type of comatose inert state, was extraordinary. And it was a huge day for me when I was able to move, shuffle those few feet and sit in that chair for a few moments. And it became my job, and my next step was to do it again and successively walk to the door and walk in the hall. And it was seen as a great accomplishment when I was able to walk from my room to the nurse's station one day. And they literally cheered me, and I never felt and knew how many strangers and those that had heard my story cared, and it truly lifted and buoyed me more than I could have possibly imagined.
Let's talk about the two men in your life who obviously sustained you through this. You talked before about how your decision to live for your son kept you alive on 9/11, and of course your husband with you for so many hours every day. You mentioned your son was 10 months old at the time of the 9/11 attacks. You didn't go home for 6 months. And obviously at that age, a lot changes. What was it like to almost be reintroduced to him?
Well, it was one of the most, it was probably the most joyful day in my life, and one that was filled with fear. The morning I was finally able to see Tyler again. As I wrote, it was a day where, swathed in bandages and looking so radically different, I feared he might not recognize me or be repulsed by me. And my mom and dad, who were there every day by my bedside for months as well, bought some perfume that I'd wear occasionally, and I had them put a little on one of the bandages so he might recognize me. And they wheeled me out, and as he came down the hall, here he was walking. So that was miraculous. You know, I'd left him crawling, and here was this little boy walking just as I was taking my first steps as well. And he didn't initially understand who I was, and moments later there was a glimmer of recognition and a smile. And all my fears fell away, and I felt a warmth and a grace spread through me that I'd never felt before. I was finally reunited with the little guy, the boy who I'd lived for.
You write in the book that you were running behind schedule on 9/11, and so was your husband, who also worked in the World Trade Center. He was helping an injured neighbor vote that day, I believe was the story, and so he never actually got down there before the towers came down, thank God. But you talk about how on a normal day, it's a very good chance that your son would have been orphaned. How did that change your worldview in terms of your faith or just how you interpreted exactly what happened that day?
Well, I learned to inhabit a new place, one that would be mine for the rest of my life. And I think historically, the small vanities, the superficialities of worrying about this and wanting to get that done and isn't that right or wrong mattered far less. And what I've really learned is to find acceptance in the imperfection and the relative beauty that exists within all of us, and certainly in my new self. I had no choice. We've all been wounded by violence or illness or disease in some way touched in our lives. And although it is part of our experience, I think, and was certainly part of mine, I refuse to be held by it. And I hope that this is a story that is one that I can share with people about what I learned about, taking that moment and releasing yourself from aggravations and things that don't matter as much in life, and realizing we all have unmeasured strength, and when we need it, it's there when we least expect it and delivers for us.
And lastly, Lauren, your husband, of course, who is by your side, you mentioned the daily faithfulness of your parents. I know his parents were there frequently as well. But when you think back to what he did for you, continues to do for you as you continue to deal with all this, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, when I think of Greg, I think back to the days where I just felt such a hideous mess, and he would reach out and take my hand and hold me and embrace me and look into my eyes and tell me I was beautiful. And he was able to connect a part of my spirit that, although I wanted to fight, felt so radically different, and he brought me back to a place of peace and belief that I could once again really be part of the world.
It's an incredible story of really victory over incredible odds, and just the amazing story that goes along with it. You look great on the cover of your book, and we really thank you for sharing your story with us today. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
Lauren Manning is the author of Unmeasured Strength, which tells her incredible story of being severely, severely burned on 9/11 in the lobby of the World Trade Center Building 1 and her incredible recovery that followed. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.